Is this thing on? Finally back to Ragdale, to Dorothy's wonderful studio. Yep, I can't wait for some peace and quiet. I'll be able to think about my next composition. It's a good thing I'm sharing the building with this super quiet and super clean guy from the Twin Cities, so he should be real polite.
Don't touch my shit. Yeah, you don't want to touch that shit. What are you? Get the fuck away.
Can't wait to get started. But first, I'm going to climb the staircase and perform my biennial duties with the pipe that holds the staircase together. Oh boy, I can't wait to eat a Linda cooked meal. She is so amazing.
The thing is, after I eat solid food, it makes me so sick.
Yeah, well, sometimes I do my best work when I'm fasting. Well, I've been at it for a day, and I'm happy to report that I've composed two notes. This one. And this one. I've discovered that you can play them both together. Or the first one short. And the second one long, or the first one long, and the second one short. Boy, is it hot today. You know, the weather can have an impact on a composer. I've added a third note to my composition, a heat-induced inspiration, I guess. Anyway, it took a long time to decide which sounded hotter, high or low notes. High notes have faster waves, which if transferred to electricity would give you more of a jolt than low notes if you happen to touch one. But low notes can be heard as references of, say, hell, which is certainly a hot place, at least in the movies. Well, since I like to play by feel, I selected the key that felt the hottest, and since the inspiration hit me in the morning, the sun was shining through my east windows and right onto the hot note. Done deal. I'm not feeling so well today. Too much Belgian beer from Binnie's. You know, in some ways, composing is about materials. I mean, today I found a roll of tape and discovered a sound that could serve perfectly well as the accompaniment for my three notes. It also works well as a mute for certain chatty people. For the record, I placed the piece over my eyes and walked around, but this didn't go so well. Hey, I came across a happy accident today. I was picking dust and lint off the piano when I accidentally slid my fingernail over a bunch of keys. Yeah, it's a subtle effect, I know, but it's rendered even more so by the Whitney Houston extravaganza streaming seemingly 24/7. Wait a minute, I'm getting a text message.
It's me. Katie, I really don't mean to inconvenience you right now, but I made a little trip to Morocco and misplaced my wallet. It contains my passport and credit cards. Just hearing from me like this probably sounds a little odd, but it all happened so fast. I've been issued temporary documents, but I'm a little short on cash. I've tried to reach my credit card company, but they want me to call them from my home phone, which is back home. Would you mind lending me some funds? I will, of course, pay you back when I return to the States. Just send it to me via Western Union at the number listed below. Please respond soon. Thanks.
Things were smoking today on the open lands. Later, during a nap, I dreamed that one of the Ragdale angels came in through the skylight and visited me and started singing what I'd been playing on the piano. And then suddenly she disappeared. The weird thing was, she sang what I was going to play before I played it. Later on, there must have been some smoke remnants because the fire alarm went off at 4 a.m. And I discovered the fourth note.
That's it for now.